From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the first shots of a trade war between the United States and China were shot Friday as Beijing said it was forced to take a necessary counterattack after Washington placed tariffs on 800 Chinese import products valued at $34 billion. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, China said it applied retaliatory tariffs on 545 U.S. items.
Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com says the negative impact of the president's trade disputes has been slight so far, but damage is already being done to the U.S. economy. Most importantly, a decline in business confidence.
The certainty that business leaders can have trying to anticipate the environment over the next 6 to 12 months.
Hamrick says while President Trump sees it as part of a broader strategy, forcing trade partners to the bargaining table, many observers are hoping he surprises everyone.
In the sense of broader, more positive trading agreements around the world, but so far that has yet to happen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. employers kept up a brisk hiring pace in June, adding 213,000 jobs in a sign of confidence, despite the start of a trade war with China. The Labor Department said Friday the unemployment rate rose to 4% from 3.8%. That was because more people began looking for work. The job gain showed that the 9-year-old U.S. economic expansion remains on solid ground. The positive jobs report sent stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.41%, the S&P rose 0.7%, the NASDAQ was up 1.34%. European and Asian markets finished Friday higher as well. This is VOA News. Thai officials trying